937.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. Getting a little rain outside, hopefully where you live, the same thing. Much needed rain that will turn everything green, and much needed because this month and next month are very important for those of you that have flowering plants, because plants like rhododendrons, azaleas, forsythia, all of your plants that bloom in the spring, all of your flowering trees, like magnolia, your dogwoods, your flowering crabs, well, they're all making their flower buds during the next 2 months for next year. So that if the rain can be on a regular basis, if you're able to provide a little boost with some fertilizer, they will be gorgeous next year. So it may be raining on a Sunday. It gets us out of the garden for a day, maybe a good day to go see a movie. Just relax, read the Sunday paper. But this is something that we need to ensure a beautiful spring next year. The rain is needed so that the plant can get the moisture that it needs to give you all of the beautiful flower buds on your plants. So it's a good thing. Your grass will turn green again. The weeds will grow like crazy. Your flowers will make additional growth buds. Your roses will make some new growth, more flowers. And in the vegetable garden, this is wonderful because this month traditionally is dry. And this will ensure that your cucumbers will be productive. It will ensure that your squash, especially your winter squash, they need the moisture. Butternut, acorn, all of your hubbit, all of your winter type squashes need this type of rain. Slow, soaking, penetrating rain that it can absorb as it needs. It doesn't come down fast, wash away. It soaks the ground, and it will really help to give you some size to your winter squashes. It will help to mature beets, carrots. They need a push right now. Your turnips, your potatoes. So this is a well-needed gardening event. To have this type of a day. It'll be showery all day, probably for the next 3 days, the Weather Channel was saying for the Northeast. That's a good thing. It really is a good thing. But there's a lot to do in the garden. I think one of the most important things for those of you that have summer blooming plants is to know that you can prune to encourage additional flower buds and blooms on them. Now, plants like a butterfly bush, for example, when the flowers begin to go by, they're starting to look dirty, remove it from the plant. If you remove the faded flowers from the plant, it will make two new flowers where you remove the one large bloom. A butterfly bush will bloom right up until we have a good hard frost in September, early October. So the more you deadhead, and deadhead means to remove the dead flowers, and the plant will stay more productive. Another plant that a lot of people don't realize, if they clean them, they will rebloom, are your spirea, your pink, your lavender spirea that was blooming during June, early July, big flat flower about 2 to 3 inches in diameter in shades of pink and lavender, even some white. If you go outside and you remove all of the faded blooms on your spirea, they will rebloom again within a 3-week period. So don't give up. Get outside, clean your butterfly bush, clean your spirea to motivate them to bloom again and again and again. It will make a big difference in the quality of your plants. Now, the king of the summer flowering shrubs is the spirea. Now, if any of you have blue or the pink mop head, the rounded bloom on your property, and there's a lot of new growth that's developing from it, and the new growth is getting taller than what you want the plant to do, now is the time to cut back that new growth. So let's say your plant is 2.5 to 3 feet tall, has a nice shape, and coming out of the top are some branches that are 4 feet tall. You don't want your plant to be that big, because what's going to happen is next summer, the new growth will come off of that, making it possibly 5 feet tall. Your flower will develop on it. The plant will become top-heavy, and the stem will bend, and your flowers will fall to the ground. Your plant won't look as tidy, won't have a nice mounded appearance. So what you do is this. The new growth that's on that plant right now, the best time to prune to control the height is during the month of August. If you can take that 4-foot branch, take a foot off of it, cut it down to 3 feet tall, what will happen, instead of the new growth developing 4 feet off the ground, it will develop 3 feet off the ground, less height, stems will become more stable, your plant will grow more upright, the flowers will become more visible. And by doing it now, where you make the cut, the plant will have time to seal it, create a scab so that there won't be any winter damage. You never, ever want to prune your blue hydrangea or your pink. These are the ball shape hydrangea. Never want to prune those in the fall. So either do it during August or during the month of May, after the new growth has begun to form on the plant. But if you want to control the height of your hydrangea, cut them back now. And if you have some flowers that are looking kind of tired, the blue has changed to brown, you can remove those blooms from your plant. And now is a good time to do that. You'll make the plant look clean. You'll have time to scab over the end of the branch. And all of the energy can be used to make the plant stronger for next summer. The plant, because the flowers have been removed, is not going to try to make seed which hydrangea are not grown by seed, but the plant will try and make them. So by cleaning your plant, all the energy stays in the plant to make it stronger and more productive for this year and for the following season. Wouldn't hurt to feed them. A granular food would go a long way. And again, anything that's blooming from April through September should be fed at this time of the year. Rhododendron, azalea, spirea, forsythia, all of your flowering trees, because this is the time of the year, August and September, where your plants are preparing for next spring and next early summer. Feed the plant, keep them wet, and they'll stay very, very productive. In the vegetable garden, get the liquid food out. If you're going to use fish emulsion, if you're going to use a Miracle-Gro, this is the time of the year that you want to push. Don't think long-term. You don't have long-term. You want it now. So if you want good vegetables and a lot more, use a water-soluble, use the blue stuff.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's the number to call if we can help you with your garden on this rainy morning here in southern Maine. 800-259-9231. We're all going to work together to solve your gardening problems. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little yard work today?
Oh, you betcha.
Who do we have up first this morning, Tom?
First up, we've got Abeling from New Hampshire with a question about mulch.
Abeling, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you today?
Oh, fine. I love your show. It's a bright spot in my day.
Thank you.
I'm asking about mulch. Does it matter when I buy mulch if I buy the black, the brown, or the red? I've wondered about this for years.
Okay. Let me tell you a little bit about the coloration. The black mulch, when you take it out of the bag or when you feel it, if you're buying it loose by the yard, it is really, really old bark mulch, and it's traditionally the bark mulch that's at the bottom of the pile. When what happens is a tree is cut down for lumber. It's brought to the mill. The tree is put onto a spinner, and the log begins to spin. And as it does, a series of fingers will come down and pull the bark off of that tree so that now you have a naked log. Because you can't use bark on wood to build a house. So the bark is all removed. It's ground up to make it easy to move and put into great big piles. And with the rain, with temperature, it begins to break down. And the weight of the pile is greater on the bottom than it is on the top, so there is more heat created, and the breakdown process will begin a lot faster. And I'm sure you've seen construction sites when they're putting in a new road, or if they're clearing out a lot, they'll take a chipper and grind up all of the branches. And in the middle of winter, you could have a foot of snow on the ground, but on the top of the pile, which is pyramidal in shape, you'll see steam coming out. Even though it's cold outside, in the center and the bottom of that pile is where all the decomposition is happening. So the black stuff is that, the real rich, and it's almost soil. The newer bark is brown, and that's the bark that's being made right now for next year. The stuff that's black is probably 2, 3, or even older in age. Now, the red is different. If you buy hemlock, it could be a little bit on the red side. But most of your mulches that are red in color have been tinted with a natural product to give you that color. And some of the black hardwood mulches have definitely been colored. But I'll tell you, living in New England, we're used to natural colors. If you go down to Florida, I have seen pastel mulches. I thought I was going to be sick. Pink, yellow, salmon colors. Absolutely not for me that lives in New England that wants it natural looking. So black is well-aged mulch. Brown is younger or probably even fresh. And then the red, if it's cedar, that is natural, probably with a little bit of a dye put into it. And if it's a hardwood mulch that's red, it has definitely been treated. And your inexpensive mulches that are black or red, they have been painted or treated to give you that coloration. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. Protogrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the Protogrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Evelyn from Cape Cod with a question about pests.
Evelyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have two problems. One is I've either got molds or voles. There's a hole bigger than the size of a quarter, and an exit one maybe about a foot away or 18 inches away. And the other problem is we've discovered that we have termites, and we've talked to several companies, and I'm a little confused as to which would be the best method to take care of it.
Okay, where are the termites, in the house or outside? Or
we discovered them under the front steps and nearby window.
Okay, so that means they must be inside the house, living
in the wood. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, if it's living in the wood, They will have to be killed with some type of chemical. And in the long run, if you're seeing holes in the side of the house, it would be to your benefit to get a handyman or a carpenter, somebody that you know or a friend has worked with, to see what kind of damage they've done. Because if they continue to eat away, in the long run, you could have major damage to the side of your house. So termites are not something that you want to mess around with. And you don't want to go natural. I mean, you want to get something powerful in there, and you need somebody who's licensed to do that properly, who has been trained to control this pest. Ants are very strong, they're very aggressive, and they're very hardy. They can adapt to different types of over-the-counter type products to put around your house. So, you know, if people have come in, they've examined it, they have found termites, then you want to act on it now. And you need to use something that means business. Don't mess around with this, because they multiply. And as the weather gets cold, they are preparing for the winter. And they could move into the side of your home, live in the insulation, and really create structural problems for the long term. So call somebody who is licensed and have them come and examine. Now, I don't know if you know the difference between an ant and a termite. And it's really easy. A termite has a head and a long, slender body. So there's only two segments when you look at that ant. A regular ant, a black ant that's living outside in your yard, has a pinched waist. So when you look at that ant, you've got the head, two body segments. A termite has one. So a termite, the head, and one body segment. Your outdoor ants, and they could be brown, black, or red, will have a pinched waist. So they have three segments in their body. So when you go outside, see what you have, okay? Termite, two sections. A regular ant, three sections. Now, voles and moles. Vole means, with a V, means vegetarian. And they will feed with soil-type plants like carrots, beets, radishes, long-term products. They will go in flower beds and they will eat the roots of your lilies, your daylilies, hosta, a fleshy, thick root system. A mole does not eat vegetables. A mole will eat insects, so they will eat grubs in your soil. So depending on where it is, if it's in your lawn, most likely it's a mole, because he's there to eat things like grubs in your lawn, which is a good thing, but in the tunneling, he creates damage to the root system of your lawn. If it's in your flower beds, if it's in the vegetable garden, then it's a vole with a V. Okay? And you treat them totally differently. So you go to the garden center and tell them where they are. But most likely, if they're in flower beds, if they are in the vegetable garden, it's a vole with a V. If it's in your lawn or in your mulch around your shrubs, it's a mole with an M, and you have to treat them differently. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ted from Maine with a question about tomatoes.
Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. That very last information you gave is very interesting. I didn't know that, the vole and mole difference. I got a couple of quick questions. One especially, a month or two ago, you were warning that, like, the state of New York had given a warning for the late blight that wiped out all our tomatoes. I think it was 2 years ago.
Right.
Well, I can't get most of the products up here that you recommend, like Actinivate for that and so forth. So I got in my hand something I bought about a month ago. It's an ortho product. And the active ingredient is called chlorothalonil. I hope it ain't a chlorinated hydrocarbon. Maybe you can tell me whether or not that's the case. But it's supposed to control over 100 diseases, and the late and early blight's one of them. I wanted to get your opinion on this, whether or not what you think of it, if you're familiar with it. It's called Garden Disease Control, ortho.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Okay, and what's your second question?
About 2 months ago, last time I called, I asked whether or not you knew whether any research was being done to control or eradicate black knot, because my favorite is all my plum trees out here, and a few of them have a bit of it. And I'm just wondering whether they're doing anybody's doing any research or work to try to get something that will wipe that out and control it. God knows it's been around for, you know, how many thousands of years. But anyway, those are the two questions.
Okay. On your black knot, I did do some research, and I've talked to the one man that I can always count on for information dealing with agriculture is Ken Kukurowski. And Ken is going to be on the radio at 7 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about several things today. And he was saying that many universities, especially in states where apples, peaches, pears, your larger fruit are a main income for that state for agriculture, those states are doing research on that because it is an important problem. And it's something that, you know, it takes time. They're trying new products. They're trying new varieties of plants. They're trying different spray programs. They're trying different types of pruning techniques to see what will work. And there is research being done on them. And in the weeks to come, I'll make a note right now to do something on black knot for you. Now, the Ortho Disease Control is an excellent product. It's a man-made product. It's a product that can be used on many, many types of plants, flowering, vegetables. It can be used on turf. It can be used on shrubs. So it's a broad-spectrum type product, and it works very well. Ortho is owned by Scotts, and Scotts has been doing a lot of work in the last 3 or 4 years, and they're redoing all of their products, adjusting them, working on new products, deleting some of the older technology, creating new technology, and this is a great product. What makes this so unique, you can only buy this disease product at a garden center. It's not available at the box stores for the most part, because they want the salesperson to explain to you how it works and what to use it on and when to apply it. So for example, this disease control product is a systemic. It will go inside the plant. So, but it takes time. You don't apply it to the plant when they're forecasting a rain. you don't apply it to the plant if it's going to be 90 plus degrees out when you apply it. So what they're trying to do is create products for the home garden center where the product can be explained to you when you purchase it so that you apply it at the right time of the year, at the right rate, and when the weather conditions are best for the plant to use it correctly. So it's a good product. It's widely available. It's a broad spectrum. It's not just for flowers. Follow the recommendations, and it will do a great job for you. So it's a good, good, and very safe product when you use it according to the label. And with Ken Kukurowski coming in at 7 today, we want to explain to you why there is a label on a package and how important that label is, especially if you're a gardener, especially if you want to keep our pollinators and the butterflies and your family safe. But all that will come up 7 o'clock. Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Beatrice calling from Massachusetts with a question about her pumpkins.
Beatrice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a problem that my pumpkins and things are growing, but they're only making flowers. And then the flower falls off.
Okay. All of your vines, summer squash, zucchini, butternut, pumpkins, cucumbers, so all of your vine-type crops have male and female flowers. It will produce 5 male to 1 female. And the reason for that is to draw the bees, the pollinators, into the garden. So keep feeding the plant, and it will make some female flowers. August is the big month.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental beetle trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Beatrice about flowers on vine crops, and that's been a serious problem this year. When you get temperatures that exceed 90 degrees, so if your outside temperature is 92, your tomatoes are dropping the blooms that are ready to be pollinated. Your squash and all of your vine crops, the same thing. So, if it gets really hot and you get 4 or 5 days in a row, like they're getting in Texas, for example, they've had 40-plus days with temperatures above 90. They can't grow a vine crop down there because the heat will abort the bloom. Say to yourself, Beatrice, it's August. I want squashes. I want cucumbers. So what you need to do is you need to push that plant. You can't think long term because it's August. So you need to use a water-soluble fertilizer. So the blue stuff, Miracle-Gro, Rapid-Gro, Blooming and Rooting. Also, if you want to stay organic, fish emulsion, liquid seaweed, use those. But don't use a granular. Use the liquid and get it right to the plant and push it, push it, push it. If you can do it every week, every 2 weeks minimum, Push your plants with the liquid food, and they will be very, very productive right now. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about phlox.
Hey, Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm great. And yourself, Barry?
I'm pretty well. The roses are wonderful. My question is about phlox.
Yes.
I was told yesterday that when the blooms go by, that you can cut them off and they will rebloom. And I wanted to know before I did it if that is true.
Okay. Now, there's two reasons, Barry, that you want to clean your tall growing phlox. First reason is, yes, if there's enough growing time, it won't be as dramatic as what you have right now with that great big cone, that nice big ball on the top of that stem. You'll have a few little side shoots, and yes, it will rebloom. But the most important reason for cleaning your tall phlox is contamination. Now, you probably have white, pink, red, purple, all the different colors in your garden. The original tall phlox is that purpley pink color. The bees will take that pollen and they will put that pollen on your red tall phlox. Just in the everyday traveling around the garden, getting that pollen and making the plants produce. Okay? So, if they take pollen from the purple or the original phlox, they get it on your red or your white, and you don't remove the faded seed pods, some of the seeds will fall to the ground that are going to be that purple. Purple is more aggressive. It's a faster growing. It's a stronger than the new hybrids. And you're going to see changes in your plant. And over 3 or 4 years, the white will be less productive, the red will be less productive, and all of a sudden, your tall growing phlox will all change to be that purple or that lavender color. You're going to say, I bought white. How come they're all purpley color? Because the seed was contaminated. It overpowered your hybrids. And now your hybrids have been choked out by the original plant because it's stronger. So it's very, very important, Barry, that, and all of you listening, if you have tall growing phlox, as soon as the flowers look really tired, don't allow the plant to make seed, because the seed that falls will not be the original. A lot of them are going to be the mother or the father from that hybrid. For strength, they use that purpley lavender, and your garden will change color slowly over time. Great question, Barry. Thank you for the phone call.